lives, and so we pray, God, that you would help these people have strength to continue. Those who are out of work and struggling right now, give them faith and help them to remember that they can always lean on you, God, to sustain them through anything. Give them faith, give them courage. God, as we go through our meeting tonight, help us to make the best decisions that we can as a board for the people that we serve. When this meeting is over, go with us to our homes, our families, and our friends. Keep us safe and bring us safe back together again next Monday.
Please rise. Please rise and join me in the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Yeah, hello, meeting board. Welcome, everybody. We're going to have two members of the public here tonight. Hallelujah, and we're glad to see you. Before we have public comments, I would like to our members go around the table and introduce themselves.
John Wayne Hardison.
I'm Kara Hamilton.
I'm Kenzie Jackson. I'm the chair.
Lauren White, I'm vice chair.
Bob Jimmy, member.
Rick Lafferty.
Okay, our first item is public comment. We have Carrie Blair, who wishes to address the board.
Hi, sir. I am Carrie Blair, resident of District 4. I do not necessarily have a comment, but I have an interest in hearing what you would be dealing with regarding noise regulations. So, if I can hear what happens during the meeting, then there's a chance to speak out the word if I'm dealing with the appropriate time, then may I do that?
Yes, we will allow comments.
That's the reason that Trigger needs one comment.
Okay.
Thank you.
With that, planning board members, you will notice that the minutes have been placed under the consent agenda, which means we do not discuss them or anything. So if you have something you want to discuss, please say so now.
So in the spirit of Beth doing such a good job, she puts little things in there that we can find that might need some corrections. I have two potential corrections. Do we want little corrections?
All right. Okay. We will need to move to change the agenda. And make a motion to take the minutes out and put them under old business.
Sir,
all in favor, please say
aye.
Aye. Any other discussion about the consent agenda? I'm not making a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Yes, on page 5, there's the fourth paragraph down. It looks like John Wayne Hardison commented that the only way to determine a reasonably loud or disturbing noise is by, I think you meant supported measures at the end of that sentence. And then John Wayne Hardison commented that the whole, I believe the word reason was left out of that sentence. This is page 5, the fourth paragraph down, that big fourth paragraph.
Yes. What did you say to this?
I think you want to put in their measurements, is the word that I.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You wanted to say it has begun by measurement.
Right.
And then the last, and then the second one where you commented that the whole reason, I believe the word reason goes in there to have. that will read.
All right, anything else?
And just a point of process, do you want little comments like that at this time, or it didn't change the, you know, I may be the only one who read it word for word, but I'm happy to not bring those forward, and I'm happy to bring them.
There are need to be corrections to the minutes.
Okay, then I will continue. I am at that. And then the last thing that I said. I'll try to do it quickly. The last thing I just quickly wanted to acknowledge as part of our last meeting is I wanted to acknowledge the work that Bob Chewy did to prepare to give his presentation that was put off to the side because of our change of structure. And I know, having given a few presentations in my day, that preparation takes time, and I just wanted to acknowledge that.
Thank you.
And that's all.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Need a motion to approve the minutes as changed.
I tell you.
Second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. All right. We're done with that. Our poll business, we have, once again, we have the draft noise ordinance. So then we have our digital audience, we have a dealing with this since November 18th. And hopefully we're going to be able to move it to the commissioners and give them an opportunity to enact a change in policy. So if anyone has anything that you need to talk about in that ordinance. We have one thing you recall from last meeting. Alan was putting up on the board that there was this, the section you read there for section 3.4 was deleted. And there was a discussion that we needed to put that back in. Alan has engaged with the attorney. The attorney said it's okay to leave it in there. This is the new wordage here, which is found in section 4.4 under Treasurer of Section 4. And everybody should have brought that in the package.
Mr. Chair, if you don't mind, there was also one other change from what you saw last month.
Yeah, I was looking up. Everybody approves this. So far, so yes, there is one other change. Alan, why don't you put that up? Okay. This is in section 3.1, exempted noises. And sound emanating from wherever we're standing, not going like the misused voices and the words, musical performances that are related. All right, is there any discussion on those two changes?
Probably the place can be regularly scheduled with who, but that's picking names right there.
Well, I'm sorry.
I said it would probably the place can be regularly scheduled with who, but that would be missing.
I specifically discussed that with Natalia, and because regular sporting events are scheduled with your high school athletic associations, which is what that language is originally getting at. But regular sporting events can also be scheduled with your little league organizations.
I'm not talking about the little league. I've been athletic in the little league. I'm talking about the music performance.
Because we didn't define who we regularly schedule the sporting events with, we also would have difficulties defining who you would regularly schedule music events or entertainment with as well.
Okay. Any other discussion?
or other points.
Anything.
Anything, rent or something else.
Rent or something else.
All right. On 3.3, this is about the steam whistles and emergency pressure valves. I'm a little confused by how we define the word period. So, which operates during daytime hours for a duration of no more than 5 minutes in any given period. So, to me, it's a shift of operation, perhaps, or a period was not defined. Period of time, right? Is that 8 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours, 6 minutes?
How?
My guess is you were implying a shift of time, like there's a factory whistle once a shift.
Nothing. Every time the whistle goes off, it's for us.
You see my question there.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little wrong there.
Yes, I don't have all the other versions, so maybe you can get to the previous version.
We don't want to go to the end.
We do not want to do that.
I know that a lot of this used to emanate from Winnacusa, and their whistles and so forth down there in Dupont and so forth. Well, of course, those don't exist anymore. We may have in the future some other industry for get one. What you're saying looks like if you change it, which operate during regular, if you change the word daytime to regular, that would be day one, correct?
Yes, so my concern, that probably would be a good add as well, regular hours, because that's more general. I like that. Personally, changing daytime to regular. But then, so my question was more around the no longer than 5 minutes in any given period.
What's the given period?
I, Bob, like you, I was guessing that it went back to the manufacturing operations and that it was during a shift of operations. You had a whistle that went off at noon or something like that. But that's. We could, as you say, we could get that to those factories back, but right now we don't. We probably want to generalize that. Or pay now for a duration of no longer than 5 minutes.
Yeah, I was wondering, just striking that last phrase.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying that there's. I guess my question is what. I totally get that there is it's not some well defined. What are we worried about? Does that make sense? What are we concerned that language might open up or make it hard for law enforcement to enforce? Or what are we worried that language might, what door are we worried it might open to give someone an opening to create a noise that goes against this ordinance, I guess?
Yeah, so I can do a word case for you. So what if I wanted to be annoying? Not that I'm ever annoying to you. What if I wanted to be annoying? And I did a 4 minute whistle, waited 6 minutes, did a 4 minute whistle, waited 6 minutes, did a 4 minute whistle just to be annoying. It wouldn't be caught there. Maybe my correction doesn't help that. It's annoyer as well.
I remember on this that we were pretty much aiming 3.3 towards industrial. I guess it was just assumed that we were
industrial. Yeah, I'm with you. And I'm actually okay leaving it in if you guys don't think it's a big deal, or...
Well, that could come under the final place as well, if you put it in down there too, if you read that. That's going to fly back to there. About the two complaints and the people in different houses, and the investigation by the law enforcement officer, and all like that. That 4 minutes skip six, 4 minutes skip six, that could become under the final place.
It would be hard to think that an industrial signal device like this would operate for longer than 5 minutes.
And also, if this is pretty clearly defined, I know you said five, but like, I think an individual can get away with it. It's pretty clearly defined words. Noise, factory, mechanical, defined towards those things. There's no business, I think, that would want to do that.
Absolutely. I'm just
for me, I have no concern with that. I don't see where that's going to create a loophole for anybody to get out of the actual being in the lane.
Okay.
That's pretty impressive.
I'm good with that. I think the prime first takes care of
it. And that can't do anything, or I'm changing that word from daytime to regular. And that goes all hours for shifts. Change the word which operates during daytime, change it to which operates during regular hours.
Okay.
Or regular hours. It depends on the country. Do not produce the man 24 hours a day. You know, I wonder if we're
we are.
We're just leaving it alone. It's going to be all right.
The only other suggestion, and I'm not disagreeing with you, the only other suggestion is that since this is clearly meant for industrial use, we have this whole safety signal, warning devices, emergency pressure valve, a factory steam whistle, but then we add in this random mechanical and electrical bells or chimes, which aren't tied to necessarily the factory use, but it could be anyone with a mechanical or electronic bell or chime. So I wonder if we start that and keep that.
I agree. The whole thing I was saying, I was kind of geared towards industrial except for those three things.
Yeah, so maybe that's kind of a solution where let's try to be vague language about what's making the noise. I also think it's kind of nitpicking, but at this point, take so many minutes off the same one that we're going on.
Okay, well, then we can let it read, factory steam whistles are similar devices which operate during regular hours. How about that? Strike and all mechanical electrical bells are chimes or similar. I believe the word are similar devices which operate during regular.
You know, we weren't trying to address chimes to all the other bell towers.
I think it's your discretion. I don't think striking that would cause any legal conflicts.
Okay. All right, anything else?
One more thing, and then I promise I'll be quiet for a few minutes. After section 4, the letter says noise is prohibited. In the second line, they go to be unreasonably loud, distributing and annoying. I'll let you guys get to where I am. Section 4, the end of the second line. Section
4.
Yeah, it's the word distributing should be disturbing.
Disturbing, yeah. Yeah, the word should be disturbing.
Yeah.
Right.
So disturbing.
You're impressive.
I have a lot of time today.
I'm impressed.
I have to admit, I've read this thing so many times.
Oh, I know. It does help to have.
I
know. You have a new set of eyes.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And that is good. Okay. Anything else? Anybody? If not, I would entertain a motion that with the changes, we send this to the county commissioners for their action.
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second.
Is there any more discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Ms. Meyer, you heard all the discussion and whatnot, but do you have any other comment?
Well, sir, my personal complaint is that I have a neighbor with a wild dog, and I've been there 1.5 years. This dog barks, howls, whines, complains constantly.
That is address.
Pretty much on a predictable basis in the evenings, afternoons, sometimes late at night. There doesn't seem to be any attempt to control or modify this animal's behavior. The only thing I could find in the documents that Tricia held in testimony was, I know that there is no attempt to regulate daytime noise from, say, a dog. I see in 3.3 it says only the 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. time frame is addressed. So it seems to me that I have no recourse until after 9 p.m. to complain. Is that a fact?
I think, ma'am, the whole one's called a private safety clause in here.
Okay, I don't have that.
It says two or more people wanted to resend the driver in a different home to the other complaining person to person when combined with the observations of law enforcement officer investigating that complaint. Shall we prima facie evidence, which means A, 2A, have A and B and C. At such time, it's unreasonably allowed to serve it in the north, and noise level measurements shall not be required to be established on the prima facie case. I think that's what takes care of stuff like that.
Both here is 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. and 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. What period is for this?
Okay. I was
not
aware of that.
Yeah. That's 2.24. Yes, even in the daytime, if it is doing as you say, yes, you can complain and it will be addressed.
Okay, and I also was wondering if I could figure out if actually law enforcement does take this seriously and does take action, because I do not want to make a complaint and make an enemy of my neighbor and get nothing accomplished except perhaps retaliation from the neighbor.
I would answer that if one thing is passed, then it was there for a moment.
Okay.
I say once this is passed by the county commission, the sheriff and his people will report.
Okay. It's not yet passed. So I wasn't sure what language I had that was the law today, and you're working on it, modifying and correcting it, and making it better for the next day. Yeah. Yeah. I just want to see where I sit, whether I dare make a complaint.
The procedure is that we will now forward this to the county commission. Mm-hmm. They will address it. They agree with it as written. They will pass it, put it into effect. They may make changes.
And I presume there will be a certain date when it becomes.
When would I be made aware of the status of the law? Would it be in the newspaper, or would you check on the website?
Our county website will have the minutes of their meeting. That's all the time in place. When it's going to be addressed, and after they've done it, what action they take. But that's on the county website.
Okay.
Right, county commissioner meeting notes, sir. Okay, you can go to the county commissioner meeting when you see this on the agenda as well. And then I would direct your attention to section 4.1 of this document, which talks about
specifically. Okay.
What are you saying that for?
I thought I had read that. That's what you just said.
4.1.
Okay. Thank you for your attention.
what was those dogs or any other constrained animals that are free of recurrent or constant howling, yelping, barking, baying, or otherwise causing loosely loud or disturbing noise. Provided the attendants are not associated with flooring, operation is required for all dogs in respect of as a noise free.
Thank you so much.
And to help give you some assurance, the barking dogs have been one of the definitely been the most complained about noise in the county. We've had according to the sheriff that came, and that I mean when the folks came to the sheriff's department, they said the most complained about things, and that's one of the main focus. I mean, it's about the whole noise ordinance is about disturbing noises, but obviously we want to make it to where it's effective to the most commonly disturbing noises. So we try our best to make it fit what it sounds like your problem is to help solve your problem.
I currently have been up against a formidable because when I Googled this and asked for noise regulation ordinances, it had a notice from 2013 in which this man was quoted. This is a long time issue for him specifically. And I've been told not to make him my enemy. I only hope that I'll get fair consideration.
Okay, Kent, I think we skipped over the subdivision approvals.
Just as a point of conduct, if it's underneath consent, it's not
totally
it's a regular occurring item. So if you take, when you get your packet and there's information in there about that item and you want to discuss it, you would ask that it be added to the agenda during modifications. But underneath consent, it's not discussed.
Thank you. Yeah, I did not get the consent agenda passed. I don't think I did. Need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion.
Second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And that's we'll keep it straight somewhere. All right, our new business tonight is the Cedar Mountain Small Area Plan. I'm going to ask Alan to update us on what's going on and what we need to do to the best of this program.
Thank you, sir. So, last year, the Board of Commissioners approved a new small area plan process, and I included that process in your packet. And underneath that process, there are a number of items that, as the Cedar Mountain Small Area Plan Committee prepared their plan, they were supposed to provide you updates as we progress. A couple of those items have been prepared and approved by the committee and have not been seen by this board at this point, so we're going to go ahead and look at those this evening. I would just like to provide a reminder to this board that at this point you are not providing your review. This is not for your approval or your modification at this step. This is a time for you to take note of the work that's being done by the committee and provide any feedback as you see necessary. There will be a point in the process where you will provide your feedback and ask for modifications before you approve for the Board of Commissioners to review. But at this point, you're providing feedback to the Cedar Mountain Small Area Plan Committee on the work that they've been conducting. The first portion that we would present to you tonight is their mission statement. And as you can see, it reads, I cannot see it from here, I apologize.
Can everybody see it and read it?
Yes.
The Cedar Mountain Small Area Planning Committee will develop a long-use management perspective that strives to balance the area's natural beauty, historic and cultural resources with responsible commercial and private development. The committee respects
The evolution of this community is valued and will develop a management perspective by being responsive to the many voices of the Cedar Mountain citizens. The Cedar Mountain Small Area Committee adapted that vision statement at their meeting on, I believe it was January 28, 2020. And just so you are also aware, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Cedar Mountain Small Area Committee has not been able to meet since their meeting in February. They will be meeting for the first time since February next Tuesday in this room at 6 o'clock.
In this room?
Yes, sir.
I was at that meeting when they were discussing the vision statement, and there was they had great concern about land use management, especially as it relates to the beauty of the area and the physical characteristics of Cedar Mountain, steep slopes, floodplain, and so forth. And I'll have to admit that they put a lot of thought into that vision statement.
That's true. I think I was there too.
Yeah, you were there with me. Chris, did you get a seat out on the front row? Would you like to come up with your seat?
I'm okay. Thank you. So, I actually really like the vision statement. I think it's obviously a lot of thought went into this. My only recommendation is that they consider another word other than perspective. It says that this committee will develop a land use management perspective, which doesn't sound like they're intending it to be enforced to me. I'm a master of gentle language. And perspective sounds like a very gentle word to me, which I think they're intending this to be stronger than simply a perspective, that they actually intend to use this to control what they've done in their community.
What synonym would you add?
I'll give that some thought. Because I know that so much work goes into each individual word. I'm just, you know, as we're being asked to provide recommendations, that's my only recommendation. Again, I don't know who makes vision statements in terms of relative to what they plan on doing with it, but I think a perspective sounds soft. Land use management guidelines, land use management, something along those lines.
I know they were cautious of anything even beginning to move right between the doors. And that might have been not.
But I love every other word. And then it sounds like 3 times per second.
All right. Any other discussion about that? Alan, do you have to?
No, if this board as a whole would like to make any specific feedback that we can take back to that committee, I'd be happy to do so.
Well, to me, I'm not sure what the word perspective means right there. I'm kind of lost on that.
I looked it up in the dictionary because I couldn't figure it out either. And the dictionary said attitude, so land use management attitude, or just way of regarding something. So I'm going to think about this thing in this way. This is a way of regarding something. Regarding being thinking.
I can see where you're coming up with the idea of work plan, because basically what they're doing is coming out of the right plan, and they're not right. that's where this is going. We will have a land use management plan. I don't know why they would walk away from the word plan. You want to make that recommendation to Mayor Allen to take action? Or do you want to do something?
Yeah, I agree.
And again, this doesn't need an official motion.
No, it's just a recommendation.
I'll be happy to listen to that.
Okay. Or anything else on this? Nope.
The second item that this board will review tonight, and again, this is for the purpose of your review to provide feedback, is the defined physical boundary that the Cedar Mountain Small Area Committee established. I believe it was their November meeting where they defined this boundary. And give me one moment, I'll pull up that map for you.
Yeah, but the map definitely was shrunk down between the first and the newest letter meetings.
And just as another point of clarification before I show you the map, the original map that was prepared by staff earlier this month, we noticed just a couple small inconsistencies. So I will show you a second map as well that corrects those, and the Cedar Mountain Small Area Planning Committee will amend their map more than likely Tuesday night to include those corrections. So the second map is most likely the map that will be used for the official planning boundary, and I'll discuss the small modifications that were made as well. But this is the first map that was officially adopted by the Small Area Planning Committee. Everything that is in that kind of gray hashtag is included inside the planning boundary, as well as the small peak sections along the North County 276 corridor.
This is the first one?
Yes, sir. And this is the second map. Staff tried to make it a little bit more uniform so you can more clearly see the boundary. The primary differences are there were a couple parcels that were left out for some reason that were actually found inside the planning boundary but weren't identified to be a part of the plan, so they included those. They were not directly along North County 276, but they were behind a parcel that abutted North County 76. And it also includes the northern end of some of the DuPont State Forest sections that were cut off as a part of the voting precinct. District. They weren't included inside the voting precinct district, but they are included in a parcel that was. And so we corrected that line issue as well.
Yeah, that north line looks to be the boundary. That northeast corner looks to be the boundary of the Duplont Forest.
Yeah, if you look here where that hashtag is in the top, in the northern corner, it did extend all the way to the property boundary because that's where the hashtag ends, is actually where the voting district ends. And so, to make sure that it's uniform and all parcels are subject to the plan, we just wanted to include the entire parcel, not a portion of it.
Okay, why do you have that map up? One, I don't see, or maybe I do see, the pink area. The pink areas are on the map we have here, right?
Correct.
Okay. Why is that one little area right here? This doesn't seem to be included.
And I was not present for these meetings, but originally I don't believe this section was included with their plan.
Right.
But they did want to include these parcels directly along 276, so they moved to join the parcels directly along 276 to this point. And that is why these that were in pink on the former plan are included.
That's the Dollar General store at the extreme end of the grid, right?
I believe so.
I went out there. Of course, Seal Mountain Road is not identified on here, so I couldn't run sure.
We didn't go down that far from you. It's not from Bucket Crossroads. That's 40 Woods.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it goes.
In that right
That's what it's looking like. The original boundary used to be there at East Fork Road.
And just so you're aware, the parcels that were originally missing in the plan were these. I believe it was 55 total parcels in this section. And as you can see, they are completely surrounded by planning boundary. Right. Those two actually connect. So by not including them, you would essentially have parcels inside your planning boundary that are not subject to the plan. And that's why they're actually included here.
Okay. Do you have any idea why they didn't include the 40 woods in the area that's behind the top road?
I believe it was just a map making error. So whenever.
Because right now, the 40 woods is not included in this second map that you gave.
This second map? So here's the Sherwood Ridge, and this is the section that wasn't included that's corrected in the second map.
Yeah, it's in there now. On this map. On the map that we've got here, it's in there now.
Sheer ground?
That's in Slick Rock, not supported.
Yeah.
Dollar General would be in Dunn's Rock, not Cedar Mountain. So I think the new Dollar General is west of that border.
We're talking about the old, the Dollar General.
Oh,
where the old pond is out there, and it's there on the scene.
Can they apply these regulations to the state board?
That's a tricky question. So, first of all, your plan is not subsequently regulation. Traditionally, small area.
I'm just going by what they said they're minutes from the
sure. Traditionally, plans are that they're plans. Just as your 2025 comprehensive plan is not regulation, it's not policy. It's a plan to change policy, but it is not itself policy. If they recommend any regulation or policy change, it would be to the Board of Commissioners' discretion and your discretion to craft that. And yes, it could potentially apply to the forest because it is conservation land. Most of it would not apply. So residential regulation, almost any regulation that they would construct would not apply to the conservation. If the forest ever were to sell, though, if the state sold the forest for some reason, that might would be included, so it would then apply. I don't know. But that is why those conservation areas and forests and other plans in other parts of the country are officially included, even though the majority of the text does not apply to them.
Well, the economy would have to get off of that and sell that.
Okay, well, did they talk anything to you about our state road on the far side of the state forest? Where they got one side of the road included in the plan from the forest boundary and didn't include the other side of the road?
Would you mind giving me a description again of where that is? I'm sorry.
Go get that long straight line on the right hand side of the map and take it all the way over to the top.
Okay.
Where it crosses that other, where it crosses the state road.
Right up here.
That is, I believe that's just the parcel line. So the state road marks the parcel line. That's the end of the parcel line, if I'm not mistaken.
So they're going by parcel line?
Correct.
And so none of that property on the left hand side of the road is to be included, even though we have a number of individual properties?
Hang on one moment. Let me just make sure I know that you're talking about the same thing. You're referring to this property on the other side of the station?
Yeah, right there.
It's separated by parcel line, so the map that was approved this line with what it was originally approved, and that is your voting precinct for the Cedar Mountain area. What we did when we changed it was include the entire parcel so that half a parcel is not subject to a claim and another half the parcel is.
Well, you've got that if you include DuPont in it. Because part of DuPont can enter the county.
We couldn't apply regulation to him.
Yeah, draw it down.
I know you can't throw a cat ball on things, you're cutting a parcel and do it by doing that.
DuPont's broken into multiple parcels. So the only reason that this section is included up the state road, well, when it originally wasn't up here, as you can see, is because we just moved the line with the parcel line, so that the parcel wouldn't be split in half by the plane.
Seems like you're defeating your purpose, but if you got it on one side of the road and not on the other.
That is, if you feel that way, the board is welcome to give that feedback to the committee.
Alan, the red line is the county line?
Yes, sir.
The place I don't understand why it's not in this is kind of this area right in here, where it comes right next to the highway, and they didn't want to include it. And I don't know who lives there or anything, but it would seem to me that they would want to include the land that supports the highway.
And again, I wasn't present for those meetings at the time. I was still the county's budget analyst. But as I read the meeting minutes and listened to the recordings, they were primarily concerned with the property directly adjacent to North Carolina 276 and requested that those be added. That section that you're referring to there does not have road frontage on North Carolina 276 and is why they are not included as of the moment.
Is that right behind Wilson's Road, that road that runs up the ridge?
No, that's what goes right by Cedar Mountain Baptist Church.
Is that far there?
Excuse me?
Is that far? Yeah, right there at the church.
Right at Cedar Mountain Baptist Church.
Right to the right there.
Yeah, Billy Fisher, Billy Harris, from the real
estate. Yeah,
Bill Trump.
I think Bruce stands right to the right there. You're talking about Hill Creek.
Hill Creek, yes, Hill Creek is that section that's left out there.
And also, it looks like that area behind the carriage that we have there.
Mm-hmm.
But everything behind that care facility is pretty much residential. The care facility is right over the highway.
Yeah.
I guess it's just about 15
I guess what I was thinking about is you have a vehicle from the highway right here.
Well, you know, I don't know. But the original group on this, they had their desires and what they wanted to do, and I don't think they were looking at parcel lines or open area lines or any of that. They just said this is what we work with. And you've taken to refine this, what I hear you saying. Is that right?
All we have adjusted from their original adopted plan was just some best practices for map making, including entire parcels so parcels aren't split by revoking the plan, and also not secluding parcels inside the plan not subject to adoption.
Okay. And Kendrick and I are concerned about the area being so large that it becomes theoretically manageable. Well, do you have any recommendations on that?
I'll be sure to inform him.
And go ahead, Alan. You've got this.
And the last bit of information from the Cedar Mountain Quality Plan Committee that you'll be reviewing tonight is actually something that they have not seen themselves as an entirety. Because of the COVID-19 epidemic or pandemic,
They have obviously not been able to meet since February. They've also had some staff turnover in that time, with former director Mr. Stewart leaving. So it became very important for that committee to try and establish a new timeline for this plan. So staff worked with the county manager as well as the board of commissioners to draft a proposed timeline for the committee that followed the progression of the small area plan process approved by the board of commissioners, to give them a rough estimate of the earliest point where they could present a draft small area plan to this board and to the board of commissioners for review.
Yeah, looking at this, I am very revised. Timetable only added 2 months to what was originally planned.
This timeline is very aggressive, and this is pending that they get through the agenda items as they're proposed here on the night that they're scheduled to do so.
Are you looking for recommendations?
It is for this board's discretion if they wanted to provide any feedback on this timeline for the committee to consider.
Yeah, so I want to just echo what I just heard. This looks like a lot of work, and I would recommend that they plan on meeting more than once per month if they plan on achieving this. Or I read that in their notes. They said they'd be willing to meet more than once a month. Or sometimes it's helpful to have full-day workshops if they can get their group to consider a full-day workshop in addition to their monthly meeting or bi-monthly meeting.
I know the girl is really wanting to push the community to do it.
Yeah.
But he actually asked for a shot before COVID became a reality about November this year, and I only had 2 months to it.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot of work, from what I gather, and Jim, you were there with me. I think those people are ready to get the road done.
They seem pretty motivated.
Yeah, well, you can
go along with that. Yeah.
I would also mention
that they're floundering a little bit to exactly what we're going to do, and I think that's one of the things that's going to be straightened out. Get back to the plan and follow it.
I would also mention that there is just one small adjustment to the timeline that you have. From the time that we provided you your agenda packet, we met with Kinsey, and they adjusted their agenda for Tuesday night not to include a draft demographic section. So that'll actually be pushed to the July meeting instead. It's supposed to be there to be considered underneath their June meeting. It'll actually be considered underneath their July meeting.
Can you say on here though that they're going to, if I read this correctly, and I'm correct, they're going to have another survey besides the one that
So, as a part of the small area planning process that was adapted by the Board of Commissioners, it explicitly indicates that the committee will conduct a survey. As of this time, this committee established by the Board of Commissioners has not conducted a public input survey. The steering committee conducted a survey, but it is not subject to public record, nor has it been provided to county staff to verify any information. The survey information that Ms. Hayes would have presented to this committee at one point, I believe she may have also presented to this board at another time, was actually survey information pulled from the 2025 comprehensive survey that only applied to respondents from the Cedar Mountain area community. So to progress through the process as the Board of Commissioners approved, they would have to conduct a survey of their own. And the staff has worked to prepare a draft survey that they will be considering Tuesday night to go out at the end of this month to try and expedite that process. I believe a large portion of their meeting Tuesday night will be reviewing that draft survey and wordsmithing it so that it becomes something that they're comfortable with to be administered to every parcel owner inside that defined planning boundary you saw.
And then it's all said and done, it's up to the landowner to either respond to the survey or not.
That's correct. And the survey will be made available online. The mailer that will go out to all the parcel owners will give them instructions on how to get to that survey and how to conduct it. Anyone can participate in the survey. There's a number of Cedar Mountain area community members that don't own or live in Cedar Mountain. They may just be employees in the area, and they have a say in the community as well. So anyone can participate in the survey, and it will be made available to anyone who would like to participate. That's correct. That committee will meet here Tuesday night at 6 o'clock.
I tried to go to those meetings just to sit in the background and hear what's going on so that all of this will make sense when it comes time for the whole thing to be presented to the board. Gives you a good idea how you can get something.
We would. For example, we are welcome at those meetings. I personally have not taken part in any of the discussion. Just as you say, sit and listen and see what they're doing. And then also, I have concerns from the beginning about the number of responses they had to their survey.
The total number of parcels included in that defined planning boundary is. Sorry, my clicker's not working. The total number of parcels are 1,509 inside that planning boundary. And now that does include some conservation areas, the state forest, as well as a couple other parcels in conservation. But I can't define for you exactly how many people live in there without current census data.
Okay.
But that's a good estimate of the total number of impacted property owners. You'll also see that it incorporates about 8.4% of the entire county's geographic space, being 17,000 acres. But again, as you can see there, almost 9,000 of that is included in the state forest.
So we got a lot of it. Where I'm going with that is I recall the total number of responses was about 76 or something like that. And there's not a lot of responses for what's going to happen there. I'm concerned that this one would be. Now,
so if there's no requirement for the percentage of respondents for the survey to be valid, right?
No, there's general rules of thumb with public input data collection on what constitutes a good sample, and it is all very dependent on the information that you're gathering as well. With 1,500 parcels that I mentioned, they will each be getting an individual mailer notifying them of the survey, so we hope to get a very high response rate.
And also, I think it's important that we identify full-timers so they both have an input. I would suspect the full-time are more older person than I am involved. I suspect that's true. There's going to be opposition if they will come.
And
throw something out there. If it's going by parcel owners and all like that, you got that state forest on there. State forest is on all citizens of the state of North Carolina. Theoretically, anybody in the state can send in this
one. And as I mentioned, the survey will be available on the county website. Anyone can participate.
But Kimsey and I have talked ahead of time about the guy and anything out there. That's their plan.
And that is how it's drafted according to the plan adopted by the Board of Commissioners, is for them to draft this plan, give you these opportunities to review their progress and provide your feedback
but ultimately you will review their plan for approval or non-approval or recommended changes before the Board of Commissioners would review it.
I suspect times that would be a long meeting, so
Just two other points to point out that on this timeline they're different from what you would have seen prior. There are two public input sessions proposed in October. Those will hopefully, COVID permitting, be traditional public workshop opportunities. At that point, following the progression of the plan timeline, there will be a draft plan with draft recommendations that the public could consider and provide input for the committee to consider before they propose a draft plan to this board and to the Board of Commissioners as well. So there will be not only an opportunity for the public to provide input during the survey, but two separate public input opportunities at the end of the planning process as well.
Where will those be held?
That would be for the committee to establish. I assume that, and again, this is COVID permitting, that they would like to do one inside the community, so likely at the community center. In typical planning practices, you also host one in more populated areas for those that don't live directly in the community but do participate in that community would have an easier opportunity, so there might be one located here or somewhere closer to town as well.
This is an aggressive plan. I think from having been around that committee out there, I think we'll make this happen.
They're eager. No question about that.
And of course, the forest for the work, let it go over another dollar.
And that didn't get calmed down.
Can I speak to that, but for the Dunn's Rock area? Or if you need me to wait, I can.
There's a public conversation at the end of the meeting.
Perfect. I didn't know if it was the end yet.
Sometimes we might not let you speak, but okay. That brings us strangely enough to the
And this is a section that I've added to your agenda, and if you like it in there, I'll leave it. It's just an opportunity for me to provide this board any updates on the department that aren't traditional business updates. So as you can see up there, for example, the county business offices have reopened since we closed due to COVID-19. We do recommend that anybody visiting our offices still wear appropriate PPE if they have them available. We also recommend that they practice responsible social distancing practices, and that if they can, please try and conduct any business that they have via over the phone or online or email. Also, the planning staff, as a result of the HVAC replacement and some of our department facility upgrades, has been moved downstairs into a conference room for a temporary office station. We will likely be down there for about the next 3 weeks. So if you want to come say hey, we would love to see you guys down there. One other point that I did not include because it has happened since I prepared this presentation, the Dollar General that keeps getting brought up just because you are a planning board and that is one of the more controversial planning topics, is in their inspection process. The building code inspection is in the process of going through their final inspections. I will actually be on site tomorrow to inspect their sign location, and they applied for a sign permit 2 weeks ago, and they have put it in the ground, and if it meets our sign ordinance, I will approve that permit tomorrow. And that is all that I have.
All right, I would add to that that I was out that way. And Duke Power students were hard at work providing them with service. So, very, very close on Duke Power students. You know, along those lines, using the thing that concerns me the most, I have seen severely and seriously need conservation practices to stop because of that production muscle. In this case, I don't know how it happened that got greened over. Those outdoor muscles have shut down, and I was given an RCS in this county, several $100,000+ drug claim repair jobs in this county because of the outdoor muscle. Whether it was near what we were doing downstream or what we were doing, it shut down whole projects. It did not. Yeah, I've seen that anywhere on this commercial establishment. And I don't understand that bothers you. All right, we're in the form of public comment, and I have an indication we're going to have some. So please introduce yourself and just come to the podium.
I'm Christy Blakely, and I've been the Jones Rock Boone District, and I've been working with this folks for a little while now.
That's huge. It's 3 minutes, so.
I've been working with this folks for a little while now. The leaders of the community center there who have been interested in the small area planning process, and in fact, they were interested a few years ago when Mark Burrows came around and introduced the small area plan process to them. And especially got interested in the Seattle Elevator Minute, but knew also that they were in line behind Cedar Mountain Small Area Plan. The Cedar Mountains had their back together a little bit better, I think, and had. And so I only bring that up because there's a whole community right next to the Cedar Mountain small area boundary that is feeling like they want to see Cedar Mountain wrap up and get going. And so what I wanted to ask today, too, was at what point in the timeline, I should say, I've also been following that in the budget for next year, there has been recommended allocated funds for 2 small area plans for 2001. But at what point in this timeline might the Dunn's Rock group, steering committee group, actually start to form and develop some momentum and bring me their vision statement and so on? Can we dovetail in at some point, maybe?
Chair will allow me to answer.
It
would be to the Board of Commissioners' discretion to appoint a new committee for another small area plan. I would say that the current staff allowed the planning department would have a difficult time accommodating 2 small area plans at once. But as the Cedar Mountain Area Committee did, the Steering Committee did, it is going to this board, as you are doing now, going to your Board of Commissioners and requesting that same process for your area as well.
Okay.
So we're, I guess, I should have a better understanding of this, but I don't want to just sit here and act like I do. And not know, we're only allowing one small area to develop a committee and a small area planning committee at a time, right now?
At the moment, correct. So traditionally, unless you are in an organization that just has the staff to facilitate or the funds to resource out or contract with a planning organization to do your small area plans for you, it's very difficult for a planning staff of essentially 2 to conduct multiple small area plans at once. I would also mention that this is the community's first ever small area plan, first one in the county, and so using it to develop the process and critique it as well, I believe, is what the Board of Commissioners are looking for, to make sure that future small area plans are done responsibly and done efficiently. We wouldn't want this staff to do multiple at once and be making the same mistake on all of them and not be able to correct it after.
What would determine who gets what area to go next?
Some communities will plan. If you are familiar with Henderson County, they have actually designated what communities will receive small area plans by, not by rate, but they identified in what order they would receive them. We at our Board of Commissioners have not established such order, so at this time it's really to the desire of that community to have a small area plan and reaching out to their boards to advocate for that planning process to be established, to advocate for that committee to be established to begin that small area planning process.
So, comes off this maybe toward the end of this one, maybe next one.
If that's the decision of this board and the Board of Commissioners.
I'm not aware of any other areas that are working on these.
I'm aware that Lake Topsway has advocated some interest in potentially establishing a small area plan at some point. But other than Dunn's Rock and Lake Topsway, I've not been made aware of any other communities that are pursuing a steering committee or advocating for staff assistance with a small area plan.
Alan, I would estimate that already commissioners might look at would be those communities shovel ready, ready to go. You know, if they're not finished.
As you can see, Cedar Mountain has a steering committee and had done a lot of work toward preparing a small area plan. I think that went a long way toward the commissioners preparing the process and appointing that committee.
I think Cedar Mountain ended up being a learning process for the other communities of all of us. Okay, do you have comments on the planning board?
I do have some comments. First of all, I want to thank Beth for putting out these detailed meeting notes. They're very helpful to me. So thank you very much. And then secondly, we're at midway point for our 2025 comprehensive plan, and I think it would be good that staff work our way through a review process of that plan so that we assess progress on action items. Perhaps there's some things that we should be doing to assist staff or just to know where we are on that. And then as we review it, I think it would be good looking forward that we used to call them parking lot lists, have a list of items that we might be thinking about when we start our comprehensive plan in, I think, 2023 is when we'll start. And it's not an urgent thing. It just might be something that we could do at a measured pace, kind of work our way through that plan and see what the next one might look like. That's a recommendation. And then lastly, as we consider what we're going to do, right now we're just recommending things to Cedar Mountain. But if we think about the criteria that we'll use to accept or not accept their plan, approve or not approve their plan, we might just talk through the criteria that we'll use to say what plan that looks acceptable or not. So for example, that sounds kind of nebulous, but for example, if they're asked to do a survey and they get 1% response rate, will that satisfy us? Or will we ask them to go back and get redo the survey so they get 4 or 5, or I don't know what the appropriate number is, 10%? 10% would be twice what they got from their original data. So I think we should just look at that criteria. What looks like an acceptable plan, not really knowing what their plan is going to look like. And then just document that for our process going forward.
I would mention that there are benchmark figures that this board would like to see if they review PC amount work, whether that be a percent of respondents, public input, attendance of public input meetings. If you would like to make that aware to staff, we can make sure that we can prepare some information on a good benchmark.
I personally think that would be very helpful.
I think it would be good to require for the least request the greatest percent possible. And then the other side of the coin is the residents of the community have a responsibility to step up to the plate at this time to comment. If they don't, and they're given ample opportunities, then they have a chance. And I just say it like this, you know, they live there, they own property there, they're either concerned enough to participate or not.
And it doesn't sound like it's going to be put to a vote in Cedar Mountain, as the letter of the citizens approved.
There will be a public hearing, a Board of Commissioners meeting, but no, there are no subject votes, special vote by that community to that plan.
Right. So it's really, have the citizens been given adequate opportunity to voice their opinion? So I think we should just talk about what we'll look at and see what will satisfy us in terms of approval. I think it's odd that right now we can only recommend, but at the end we're the yay or nay figure. That feels like a dichotomy to me, but I understand the rules.
I think the reason behind that is to make sure that we did not have any kind of influence on their plan. Right. It's their plan. We may not approve it.
Just to provide a brief description of other small area plans and other organizations, traditionally, a planning board of commissioners won't review a plan until there's a draft. And the process that your board of commissioners have established, they've allowed a more review by this board and then throughout the planning process, being the very first small area plan in the community. It does seem kind of odd to me. I mean, I agree that it's their plan. We're not supposed to steer it, but yet we can. You know, it seems odd that we're not supposed to steer it, but yet we can completely persuade.
We're given the opportunity like that to make recommendations that helps the plan along without doing more. I was thinking just from the start to the department so far a little bit. This is a great thing in the office. This is people. You need something called people. It's our people. People have to do it. What they want, they will do. What regulations, they will do. We may not agree. Commissioners may not agree. But this part, strictly our people-driven, people in the area-driven process is
working. I would like to be as prepared as possible when that time comes, when it comes to us to review. I mean, one of the things that I would like to present here was if, when it comes time for us to review it, I would be in the dark. I don't know, yes, but we should be prepared ahead of time for what things we want to see in there, what we're going to base our recommendations on, whether we approve it or disapprove it. I think we know that to them. I mean, there's a lot of work into it. They're trying to get it moved through pretty quickly. I hate to see it come to us, and then us spend 3 or 4 or 5 months, or look at it a whole bunch of times. Yeah. Just
Who prepares their minutes? Do they prepare them?
No, we prepare their minutes.
Okay, so you could provide us with a copy of those.
Absolutely. If you would like that to be a regular item in your agenda packet, we can provide you copies of their previously approved minutes.
I would like that.
Yeah, I would do.
Well, that would be a problem. I think it's conceivable to think that as this process goes on for the next 5 or 10 years, we have a community. No one computers can be exactly the same on what they want in the community.
That is absolutely correct.
So, I don't think we can set boundaries on what they can do in what part until we kind of hash through it a couple of times. You have to always remember the commissioners have the hammer and the commissioners might change.
Just as a point, so that you can understand the difference. So a point that's come up is survey response. Small area plans in highly populated areas tend to have much higher rates of respondents, just because of the nature of being able to provide that information to the public and put it in front of their faces, as opposed to small area plans in rural areas where it is more difficult to get respondents. You might have a direct difference between the rate of respondent between those two small area plans, but it shouldn't. That alone should not deter if one plan is good or if the other plan is good. It's just a result of that community being structured the way it is.
And it's a result of community involvement, too. Just like we did with small area plan over on Brother Land, which is some years ago with the city. You had a great deal of people respond because of that small, heavily populated area.
That's true.
I would just add, any benchmark that we can know would be a huge help, because that's a great example of rural, you know, civic. What are we looking for? Because right now, honestly, we wouldn't know.
There's plenty of information out there that I can put in front of you to kind of help you understand what constitutes a good developed plan, what constitutes good public input, and I will have that information for you. Thank you.
I mean, can we have in our agenda in one of the next 3 or 4 months, like a review of that?
Maybe you specifically a review of public input practices, best practices, and
small area plans, and what a good small area plan looks like, and what an effective small area plan looks like, and in other communities that have had good small area plans, what those look like and what requirements they have.
Absolutely.
So we can start being prepared for what we are looking for.
Absolutely. There's a that we can have staff and get to work on that, and we can try and prepare some sort of presentation and approve a synopsis of small area planning as a whole to give this board a good idea of what a small area plan should look like in general, remembering that small area plans are going to be different depending on the area you're planning on.
Is it a possibility that that could have to apply to some of our training hours?
Let me clarify that answer before I get to you.
Because I think we're supposed to have some of the hours of training.
I'm very confident it would.
You
are we required to get out of training?
Yeah.
Some of the training that we're planning for this board this year include public meeting procedure, because we do have a lot of new board members that have not gone through that training. That's a standard training we do with all our board meeting committees, so that's one that you can anticipate, and I do believe that training would count for your hours of training as well. I would just like to confirm that with the county clerk before I give you a confident answer.
Are we going to go to Moncrief or anything like that? We're training straight to the tunnel, laying in the sky for the
in a time outside of COVID-19, yes, you probably would have that opportunity, but training even for staff on location is very limited right now. The trainings that I would have attended this year have either been postponed or they've been changed to some sort of online module that doesn't require any travel to access. I have not heard anything from the North Via Commissioner Association or any of the other boards that provide trainings for our planning boards and other small area committees. But when we do, if we have any information about the training that would be available, we'll let this board know. And if you are interested, we'll make that accommodation.
I just want to thank the fellow board members here for 10 years' effort and work.
on that noise ordinance. Now that shows, in my opinion, diligence doing the job right. And secondly, Adam, your approach to sending out these recommendation sheets attached to the things to our agenda and all that, that is very precise. That's good. I like it.
I like that as well.
That's something Tim and I got used to get when we were sitting playing board.
They're often referred to as staff reports. Here with the Board of Commissioners, we call them agenda memos. If that's something this board likes and it prefers, often to need to add those to your packets.
Right. They're good.
Yep. That's it for me.
Anybody else have the board have anything? Anybody from the staff have anything?
It took 20 months of really hard, good work to get the noise ordinance to where we're at now. 20 months of hard work, and I wasn't here for one of those or two of them. My question is, we want to take a few minutes at an agenda item and say, why did it take 20 months, and what would it take, perhaps more importantly, what would it take to get one of those ordinances through more quickly? Or is this what we should expect for other ordinances of this kind of complexity?
Really, to add to that point, because it will help you as you have the discussion, there is a state requirement to change one of our major ordinances, our subdivision ordinance. It's a North Carolina General Statute 160D. A lot of it is clerical changes to our ordinance, but it does require your review. And I have been told that at that time, it will be the discretion of the Board of Commissioners to kind of assess a lot of our ordinances for clerical modifications and any recommended modifications. That's something that's being planned to start presenting to this board to put our ordinances in front of you so that you can see those and provide your commentary on possible changes to be included with that kind of large proposed ordinance change that you'll see, and that'll need to happen before July 2021. We had to adopt those new ordinances with the North Carolina General Statute 160D modifications by then.
How many ordinances are?
I'm sorry, I'm still very new in the position. I believe you have 7 ordinances that we administer out of the planning department that are
20 months.
But
by July,
the only one that has to be modified by July 21 is the subdivision ordinance.
Okay.
But it has been made aware to me that a review of the majority of our ordinances would probably be a good thing at this time.
Well, one thing that took us to an old ordinance so long is we went through 3 different lawyers.
Right.
In the course of that. And every time you change the lawyers, they want to rewrite what the other one did.
And there were staff changes.
And there was a number of staff changes also, yes.
I would say from the time I've been on board, we didn't spend anywhere near that time on ordinances more than we looked at. But we had stable staff, we had one attorney and that sort of thing, and we were able to get through it pretty quickly. Like Rick said, every lawyer we talked to had a different idea. You know that.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. This, I think we had one or two inclement weather things.
Right.
It sounds like maybe.
Two couple things, and I know there's a lot of reasons. I guess
my challenge. Oh, I think we would all agree. We would like for the next review. We would not think a lot. And I think we would all. I think some of that would be us being more diligent and being prepared and coming to these things prepared and doing some research. Doing some research and having answers to questions or suggestions instead of me just saying, oh, I don't like this part, that sounds good. I don't like this, this is why, this is what I think we should change it. Or maybe that's on us to not let it take.
Yeah, I think it would be a great just a topic of, 15 or 20 minutes, not knowing what the ordinance is, how could we do it more quickly, and coming prepared with proposals that's easier to edit than to create.
Right.
Those type of things, I think, would be kind of principles you might
Well, we did try to
eliminate 3
different lawyers.
Oh, the 3 lawyers, yeah, there are still getting around 3 lawyers. and not for multiple reasons.
Plus, we have two big people in the world to talk for all this, so all right, enough of this frivolity. Is there, are there any other comments on the board? If not, we need a motion to adjourn. Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Get up, pick up your stuff, and get out.
Excellent.
No idea.